یک کفش هم تماشا شما تفشن و مبت را سال را
Even though it's very close to the Mokia. So then she's not male. Then he says, the Lord called down my daughter and Mokia from him. And the doctor hated the government. Now what does it mean, hated the government? That is descriptive of the color that is done. In other words, because Alpidin Ator, so only five types of dam, five colors of dam. So he's done. Five colors of dam. Hamisha the Benish Kedaki Tes in second meaning of me. Hamisha don't mean the Isha. Bodhi Basha. So in other words, it is only Basha, the cat and cowke, Uchimimi Adomo, Uchimosu. In other words, so it's five colors, and really three of the five colors are red, light red, and two of the five colors are dark, are black, because black has the same status as black, because shochet,
right.
You know, we speak of doctors, speak of black blood, so the Gemara says, that shochei odom hua mishiloko, in other words, it's the same kind of dam. So there are five colors that are commonly rising. So of the five colors, so three represent a certain type of red, and two represent a certain type of black. But any other reddish thing and blackish tinge is not common. However, we are becoming every reddish tinge, every blackish tinge, whether it looks like Yaina Bozu, or it doesn't look like Yaina Bozu, it doesn't make it, whether it looks like ink, black like ink, or it doesn't look like, it's not black like ink, it's very faintly red. Suppose it's very faintly red. So we stop. Now, so when I say only five mothers are coming, this is, so when two says, we will come down and come in and look at coming, and we'll have to hate the coming, Tashem is going to be a Sashem. So he means only five types, five colors are coming. But any other color, He's not coming. Neither eyes. Guess what?
Is that to say that today, if there's any kind of Amara, dark, red, or black?
Yes. As long as it is, not any kind of Amara. If the Amara is yellow or brown, then it's not coming. But that's the whole shadow we saw today. Whether it has a reddish tinge, a blackish tinge. So if it is yellow or even brown, so it's not coming. But if it is reddish, or it's blackish, anyway, even though it's very faintly blackish, so then it is coming. Sometimes it is difficult to determine whether it's a very heavy yellow or a faint red, so that requires a shadow, you see. But now, what is it? Of course, of course. So this is what the Torah means. Now, so according to meditation, the reason is why any reddish tinge, even though it's not of the fire of the Himalayas, or any blackish tinge, is somebody that's part and parcel of the Tachonis Chazele, of this Israel Achira Lazma. However, the Asakh Hashem will say that the Hidden Digmore, only the five Mares are from it. And the reason is why we, Asa, every Mare, is that's the Tachonis Chazele. But then Hashem will say that it is within the Digmore that every blackish tinge and every blackish tinge should be taught. Now, here the two, he says, El Dakke Bam Habom Namot. But what is his sheep? As whether, suppose the dam comes from the water, but it's not of menstrual allergy. It's not of menstrual allergy. Does it, is it Tome or it's not Tome? Now, suppose a human has in the bucket, in the uterus, she has an ulcer. She has an ulcer, and it bleeds. So, is she needed or not? So, the Messiah said, is that when does the mother say that Damako is not destroyed, that is, if the Damako is not stuck, let's say, in the vaginal canal, or even in the cervix, not in the uterus itself, but if the macro is in the uterus itself, even though it's not a menstrual allergen, it's a macro, it's a general ulcer, so then she's a real arise. The Ramoshi is not, that even if the macro is in the mocha itself, even if the macro is in the mocha itself, if it is, that macro, not of menstrual allergen, so then it is just there. This is Shita Brahma. But I mentioned in the show that both Rabbi Hillel and Raibat in the Kawashima, they both say that in that macro, in the mocha itself is gone. Now here, the duo is very vague, because the washing, and the factory, the washing, that plain connotation of the expression used by the two is like Mishim Sarayim, like Mishim Yosef, not like Ramon, because he says, with Shalom Yehomokim Shetosef Menu Dam Meyo, El Dabke Dam Adom Namokia. So it's Mashma, any Dam Adom Namokia, even if it is a Damako from the Mokia. And when Gimora says so many times Damako is put there, that it is reference to the macro habom nashtov, not in the bokeh itself. All right, but anyway, mayo, and then even if it's of menstrual allergy, but in the realization, so it mayo, if the flow, the discharge is coupled with a certain sensation. What kind of a sensation? So she mentioned two kinds of agoshes. One agoshe is the agoshe of the agoshe of Nisdazo Ebreo, that's what Rambam mentions, Nisdazo Ebreo, and the Rashbo mentions another Agoshe. Niftach Mikheo. Niftach Mikheo. So, these two Agoshes are mentioned by the Shaykh. In the Yehute, he mentions the Rik Chidesh, and most Achrenim Achrenim can get Chidesh of the Yehute. The Yehute mentions another Agoshe that makes her in need of the rise. In other words, if she if the discharge is coupled with the sensation that she feels that it is so, that it's leaking. So that's also a question in the rise. But most achilim, the Chassam Sefer, most possible achilim and death finish. Because the Shem don't mention it, the Shem mentioned only two agoshes, the agosh of Nisdazo Ebreo and the agosh of Niftach Mikheo. So Midraise, when you should become Midra Midraise only if it is coupled, if the discharge of Dam is coupled with agosh. But if it's not coupled with agosh, she's not clear. Because of that, if a woman does not feel any discharge, what she notices, a spot, a red spot on the undergarment, even if it will be established that it came from inside, not from an extraneous source, so there, said Allah, she's not even realizing. But with the Rabbanon, she's clear. Even though the discharge was not coupled with that question.
Is that even if somebody gets in the middle of somebody's regular period?
What is it?
What if that's in the middle of someone's son has regular ona, and then all of a sudden she sees in the middle?
During the fast. When it's during the fast.
Does she get regular ona?
So it's only Rabbanon, but if she's in the middle of the this, she's there anyway. What do you mean? Ligabe, counting Zayin Ki, Nochname, of course. So if she has a keset, a woman who started counting Zayin Ki, and then she finds a keset on the body, or on her group, so then it says here the whole union and has to start counting.
I think he means Yomim Rui Lanita. I think he means during the Yomim Rui Lanita, if she has a Ria, but it's no Hagdasha. If it's during her Yomim.
So she's still not Yomim Raisa. He's only Yomim Rui. Unless there is something that can tell us that perhaps she had Hagdasha, but the Hagdasha merged with some other Hagdasha. So then she's. She's neonized. Fine. The other three, so he said, Vabrigo in the middle of Chicago, you see yourself. Umil in Chicago, you should have come and came in. Now, what does it mean? So which Hagoshi was the two mentions? The Hagoshi that the Rashbo mentions. You need to have to care. The Rambam mentions another Hagoshi. It's Dazo and Gorel. The Yotso is a fixed player. The other two show Yotso of Hoos. וזה משפטו, מי שתיר את הפסדם, אפילו את חר או יפועס, בין אינס, בין רוץ, בין אינס, היום עם בינוסו, ותיבל את מורחס. Now, so far, the two is discussing the drans. He is not discussing the Rabbon. So far. He is only discussing the drans. Because the Rabbon, so a woman sees down, she has to count Zion Kim, seven agreements. What he said is, so, but here he discusses the rice. So the rice, if she sees down in the male young woman in the Gosso, which is a normal rie, so then she counts 7 days, whether it's clean or not clean. So if a woman, let's say, will have an initial penis down on the first of this, and she'll have the flow will continue, the second piece, the third piece, the fourth piece, the fifth piece, the sixth piece, the seventh piece. And then, before she, on the seventh of this, it will stop, the flow will subside, she can be developed the ninth of the eighth, and the tenth of the one. And in the high seven. So in other words, the aloha of Zion the king and twice ways on the day, not to a need. Now, so far the two is only discussing the rights. So he says, we develop the little chest, we tachadi, after we should pass one time, even though the flow continues for 7 days, uninterrupted. But if before Shkia, it subsides, so the male is taking us, that she keeps it with that, the inside of the kingdom in Ashmashis. ובערך תיבלס, במלחס, ובמצאים בלך, עד ידעו כלי, וכל מיני זיד, והן שחכון כאילו הם ידעו כלי, שאין לא מיד, ומשפט בהם, אם בוא עשו אני מלאכות לבד, אם פצאי, שאין בלי שובי, אני פרס אוביסטי, so she came in the first place, then she'll have another year, and the eighth of this, she'll be in some time, she'll have to count one clean day, she'll never say it again. If she'll have 2 years and the eighth and the ninth, she'll still be Shinai's back, and Shinai's in the beginning of the time. And she'll have to count one clean day. But if she'll have 3 successive years and 3 successive days, and the eighth of this, the ninth of this, the tenth of this, then she has to count 7 clean days. So we spot the men who are the ones 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 who are the ones. So she does it in the day. So the night of this has to be observed as a clean day. So we the answer she can develop is in the morning or the night of this she can develop is. And if let's say she doesn't see any doubt in the balance of the day, she's really with us. Suppose she had to come in a relationship with the husband. After prayer on the ninth of Nisan in the morning, and she did not see any down in the balance of the day, so then she will not think of any surprise. But suppose she's developed herself in a hammer on the ninth of Nisan, and then she connects with the husband, and then, let's say, at 5 o'clock before she, or 5 minutes before six, before she, a few minutes before she has a discharge of doubt, so it retroactively determines that she was still a soul by her, and the both of them were laboring support. So in other words, actually, if she is not going to see any doubt, so then she tells about it. But since she is always exposed to the possibility of seeing down that will be saying something about prayer. So the Chachamim said that the woman is not a sick and again is not allowed to be developed in the morning of the night. And she has to wait till the night of the tenth. Why? Because if she will be allowed to be developed and then she will be with the husband and then she will see down. So it will be glory and use of prayer that you are both in the Misa parts. So this is what he says. We didn't know the other Chacham in Tirzeh. So again, he is discussing the drugs who will be convoking Asur Mishamish Kolayim, Shemotina Mitiste, Vizun Shemitra Shemarosim Kiregede. From the washing of the two, it's Mash. It's not a Shemar Kosh. That goes without saying. The Gemara says in so many words that neither I say, if a woman is a Shemar Sim, Shemitra the first one. Then she has real maintenance. And then, so she has to observe the night of this as a clean day. So in the morning, after that, Chachamim with the rights, she can be devised. She can be devised. With the Chachamim, she is not allowed to be devised. But suppose she is devised. She is devised. Of course, it's not a part of her. It's also. She was devised. And then, she connected with the husband. And then later in the day, she appears now. So it's going to be about prayer. They are both ignorant supports. They're both ignorant supports. Suppose she doesn't tell me as down in the afternoon. So then, they were not ignorant supports. Now the question is, and in the answer, after she was developed at 9 in the morning, so is she allowed to be with the husband? Do they have to anticipate the possibility? The possibility that she might see later in the afternoon and be sincere. Or do we say, on the right level, since she made a decay in the morning of the night, and she found the eighth clean, so she can take it for granted that she will not see that. See that, see that. So that today is whether with the Rabbonon they are not allowed to be together, or with the right side they are not allowed to be. From the notion of the two, it's mashma, because we see that the two discusses the rice, not the rabbon, because he says, "Bitino miyad yachar aretzachamo in tiotz." With the rabbon, she's not allowed to be developed in the morning or the night. So he's discussing it, and in the rice level, not on the rabbon level. He's just discussing the rice. So why would he say, "What if he's not discussing the rabbon? He's just discussing the rice." So he says she can be developed in the morning or the night if she wants. Umikombo came as soon as we shamish for a day. She will deal with this day. With the high says she should be allowed because she can be making a hazoke. So it's mashma on the wash of the two that she cannot be making a hazoke, because since she fits Sidah in the way it's also, and that's not a natural phenomenon for a woman to see down at the end of this after she had an initial real voice of this is the way it's been also. So now the text shows that there is something the matter with her. If there is something the matter with her, so she cannot take for granted, rely on Chazoke and take it and assume that she will not see down. So in the highest sense, it's considered a slink in the highest. So that's why the Torah says, when we come up in a soul, we shall be called a little bit this day. Now it's in the right say, she is required to anticipate the possibility. Maybe she will sit down, and that will be six of a prayer, and she, that it will mean that she was a leader in a prayer. This is she is rising every day. Was for the machine for Spain, I should be machine to the palace. Will be shining for a day, I should have וגם זו בכל שבע עשים כרגעי, וזו שבי חיצון את כמה, רואה זו אני מבין מה עשית לו בגלל תתראה עד שלא יצא לי המניקים, חוץ מים שפיצק את זה, ותראה את מי יצא לי לכם לצחה מגיע, אבל שעשו לי שם שמתים את כיסטר, ובואה זו בכל מין דעותים, אני מאחרי, תראה לצביע במה חוסן, ויצריך עוד משנו לדעים מה, ואיך הוא ידע בוסן. Again, the tool is discussing only the rights, he's not discussing the rabbots. So, mit der Reise, if die Woman hat mich schon wieder verstanden, denn sie hätte wie, let's say, an der Menschen, die kann sich gleich an der Regen. So, wo sie hätte wie, an der Person ist. Und dann sie hätte wie, an der Tief von diesem. So, that's the last day of the 11 days that intervened. We need no initial. So that was really, so there is a machlekes in the Mishnah that by now we should go over all the Mishnah is needed. Between Mishnah and Mishnah. According to Mishnah, she becomes the Shemar Sinkin again. Even though the day of the of observance will not be of the Mishnah, or will be of the Mishnah, because on the 19th of Mishnah commence the cycle of Mishnah again. So, but since the Riyah took place on the 18th, so she becomes Shiva Sinkin again, according to Shah, according to Mishila, so on the last day of the Dalekhei, she doesn't become Zoratan. So in the Raisene, she can be developed on the 9th of the 19th, and be baptized as a wife. But of course, with Rabbon, she is the Chileve Sinkin according to Mishila to observe. I mean, I say with Abolo, I mean, prior to the back of the Zayr. So she's the Chiyabes to observe one day. But with the Raisay, so he says, with the last of all, you have to give the Raisay, 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 you have to give the that with Raise, if a woman has a bias down, and the 11th day of the Yemen Zimeh, since it's the last day, so the Yem Shire would not be in the Yemen Zimeh, so the Vela, she doesn't become a Zalatan. So she is allowed to be developed, to be married to Eda, and be the Teres and Dio, with Raise. But, so we pass like this here, that there is a Machlekes in Gibor, in the between the Shoresh and Rabbi Chanan, suppose she sees that on the 10th day of the Yemezim, on the 17th of this, she has Mishol Yeh, on the first of this, then she has a Yeh, on the 17th of this, and that's the 10th. So we see her, so Rabbi Chanan says that the Malik of Yisrael, she becomes a Shiva Shanti every day, because after all, what day will be the Yem Shireh? The weather is still in the Zidane. The Shloki says, no. Makish, ye masiro ye medal. Suppose she'll see Dama and ye medal. So she wouldn't be. So if she sees Dama, she might say. So if she sees Dama in the tent, she doesn't become, she might say, medal. Why? The Shloki says, she believes that when can a woman become a Zodic Dama? If the Riyah takes place on the day that it's possible that it should culminate in Zibu's name. So if she sees down, let's say, on the 9th, So then suppose it will be followed by the Ante and by the Ante. So then she becomes a Mele. So Mele, the Vide and the Nine makes her become a Dama. But if she sees Dama the Ten, can it culminate in this Israel? No. Suppose it will be followed by another Vide and the Eleven. So on two successive days, she don't become his own Mele. Only on three successive days. Now, so even if she will see on the 10th and the 11th and the 12th, she will not become his own Mele because the 12th will already be the first day of the cycle of humility. So since it cannot culminate in Zikus Deva, she doesn't even become his own Mele. That's what his law says. But Rabbi Yechiel says, no, that she does become his own Mele. Why does the two mention the machlokes between the Shlokish and Rabbi Yechiel after all the Paschal and Rabbi Yechiel? I don't know, but this is what it means. In the Masih of Pibe, in Tzrikhovish, in the other Vitali Vah, Oko, Kovitao, Yomi, Vivas of Hizemes, and Fuas in Minus, Vivas of Enasis of, Vivizemes, and Vinavitus, and Chibio, and Zayniki. In other words, that's like the Shita of the Rambam, that once she comes is on the daily, so the commencement of the cycle of humility is suspended until she has successfully counted Zayniki. The two pastors like the Rambam Shita, like all the Shita. Not like Rambam. The Osi Asun in Yalinis, Bachel in Yalinis, Kashab in Ashton, Bachel in Yalinis. So far the two discusses the Yalinis. Now we start discussing the Rambam. Mishalom wa Agolis, we talk to our Tzolos, we smile to our Tzolos, Choshe Shem Shem Yalei Yalinis, is a Kove Shem Yalinis, 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 יחמירו מתחת קומה ובמודל, וכדי שלא מבין את טועץ, ומבין את מציפה, ויסיפו חומרה אחר חומרה, עד שאומרו שאפילו אם יגיד לו, תיבסתם שחר וחיש וזה יגיד לזאת.
July 19th, 1982. כף חס תמוס, השנה תו שם מבייס.
In haste.
Sorry,
I'm every word in the Shul. There are certain expressions in the Shul that are very strange. Alright, now let's say we went over the whole scene in the beginning, but let's all go over again. We can all read it. We shall see the beginning. We shall see as over them all the years in the Gies kisses on the dam, he is able to saw she has young king in Yosu. Long Hakon is a suki, Shalay, the whole book is a project many dam's name. And the dam kid dam have been in the monkey. So I said yesterday that from the Pashas Hawashim of the two indicates that as long as the dam comes from the monkey, even though it's not of menstrual origin, even though it is established that it's a dam makov from the monkey itself, so there is a machlok between the Bes Yosef and the Ramo and the Din, because the Bes Yosef Shita is that when the Gemara says Damako is Toyer, so it means only if the Damako comes in Asgod, not if it comes from the uterus itself. And the Rabbi Shita in his Peush and Safro is like that. The Pashtus Halosh and the Ramo says no, that even if the Mako is from the Mokhen itself, it's still toy. But the Pashtus Halosh of the two, I said yesterday, is like the Ravid, like the Bes Yosef. Elodat Kedam Habom in a Mokhen. So it's Mashma, as long as it comes from the Mokhen, suppose she has an ulcer in the Mokhen, in the uterus, and it bleeds, she's also in the Mokhen. That's the Pashtus Halosh. I mean, it's not both. But anyway, there's the Shita of the Bes Yosef, and there's the Shita of the Ravid. ולורי כל דם אבו מן עמוק יתומי, אלו דף כהיני לדומי, כאשר יזגוי בעזרת השם, ועדי לו ינתנאו עד שתרביש בציוסי. ומי הוא, so that I mentioned yesterday, that two הגושס, so I mentioned the אנשים, the הגושת מזדזו הברל, the Rambam mentions, and the הגושת of מפתח מקירו, that the רשבו mentions. And here, it's משמע like the הגושת of the רשבו. ומיהו משתר בשביל שנקה מכיר, שאני אפלח מכיר. The Yehuda mentions another Rabbosh, but that's controversial. I mean, most trust in Achim and the Nimbus. Yobawah Yipsov, Yobazov Yipsov. She feels that something is leaking, something is dripping. So, I mean, so the Nimbus says, this is also Hagash. Alright. The Yotzov is Achim me. The Abba Mishnah was a good is a Mishpot and Mishikira Tipis Dama, who is hard with Boris, being Lilies, being the Rots, meaning Zion Yomim, being the Yosef, with the Gold of Hess, the Hahadina, Mishapas for Zion, and she puts the guitar, who is Zion to the Ashmoshes, who the air of the Gold of Hess, who is Zion to the Hadid Alfim, the Holy Mezivo, then she has home killing them with Alfim, she will be illegal, who is Mishpot and then was a big Yahoo Bad, then she killed the first alive with the same by him, as she puts the guitar, Mishamere's all alive. So he's discussing the Raisa. He's not discussing the Rabbans. Then at the end of the Siva, he says, Chumlach, Chumle, and he mentions the Rabbans. But at the beginning of the Siva, he doesn't discuss any Rabbans. He only discusses the Raisa. So with the Raisa, even the Dalit game, she sees that she's the Shemara Sinkin in the game. She's the Zobatan. So she has to observe one clean day. If she has 2 years and 2 successive days, she still is a Bertan. She has to observe one clean day. But if she has 3 years and 3 successive days, and the 8th of this, the 9th of this, the 10th of this, and she having had an initial day on the 1st of this, so the 8th, the 9th, the 10th, represent the first 3 days in the Yudalot Yehim, she will be a 3 day. So then she becomes a Zavadela, she has to count, she has to observe, 7 clean days. Mishamer is called Haimah. Shachakim, Vitim, Etashkin, Emocho, Vitigo, Miyad, Miachan, Etzachama. In Tirtze. So what do you mean, Tirtze? In Tirtze. So in other words, he says, if she wants, in other words, that she is Muteres, Lichatchila, to be Tevel, the next morning, the Rabbonon. So it's also to be Tevel, that we learn to Lachasnide. In other words, it's also believed to be tevil not only for Yisrael, where there is mamish ichshash, maybe he'll be yichshul in his akores. If Yisrael, let's say Yisrael tevil, is tevilus, and the 7th day in the morning she makes a DJ, and the 7th day she finds a tree, and then she's tevilus. So then, with the Eisei she can be tevil. Be'achatito. Be'achatito, but with the Rabbonon, she is not allowed to be tibelis. Now, this is the shita of the two. I mean, the most shame that with the Rabbonon, prior to the Rabbonon of Reb Zeira, so she is not allowed to be tibelis in the morning. Not allowed to be tibelis in the morning because of the Zeira, Ichshoshe, maybe. If she'll be developed, maybe she'll be with her, and then she'll have a Islam, and she'll be saying something Freya. So it will be Roy Wilson Freya, then the whole thing will be Sahomes. So it's also with the Rabbonon. But this the Rabbonon, even though it is according to the Torah, there is certainly this Rabbonon, it's a Takones Tanoim. Takones Tanoim, but it's not a Shiloh Poshet. That there is a Nisa de Rabbonon to be Tevel. That there is a Nisa de Rabbonon for Izobe, to be Tevel on the 7th day in the morning. The Assembly Shemi will say that there is no Nisa. The Rayot mentions such a shit, the Ramban, the Chibushi, that some Zion in the, and that Choftes in the, mentions such a Nisa de Shemi. Now, this is told now. In order to understand the locker of all these shittas, why there is a Machlokes Rashim? So, we have to take notice of 2 gemaras. One is a Mishneh in Dafainale. The Mishneh Dafainale says, the Mishneh Dafainale on the base, which continues into our base on that. So, Rei Machadoso, Bitoglo, Erev, Umishamsho, Bisham, Umitam, Mishabulisha, the Halev Bukor, Ubisil, Umitum, Nakor. So, that's the Machlekes we discussed it yesterday. That's the Machlekes Misham, Bisil. Suppose a woman has a Riyas Dam. and the 11th day of the Nidal of Yehu Shebiliya Nidin. So, Idoshi Bikar is a Bikar, Midrash. Bishamai say yes. Because, what's this word? Bishamai is very simple. After all, she had the initial Riyah on the first of this. Then she has a Riyah on the 18th of this. The 18th of Nisi is the 11th day of the Nidal of Yehu Shebiliya Nidin. So, she is a Bikar. Vizir will say no. Vizir will say she does not become Zabek Tame. Why not? Because when can she become Zabek Tame? In the day of Shemira, we will also be in the Yemezim. Masha'inke, if the Riyas Dam takes place on the 11th day, so suppose she does become Shemira Zim. The day of Shemira will not be in the Yemezim. So since the day of Shemira cannot be realized in the Yemezim, so she doesn't become Yishmeresim. And of course, our friends like Bisil, who Bisil reigning to Tulum Nakor. But of course, Midrabonon, she has to count one day. Toglo B'yeim Shalachot. So, suppose she had the years down on the 11th day of the Yemezim, so according to Bisil, she does not become Yishmeresim, but Midrabonon, she cannot be developed the night of the 19th of Nisan, 19th of Nisan, the Rabbanon not. So she counts and then she makes a tikkun the next morning. With Rabbanon, she's mechuyeves to make a tikkun and she finds it clean. So the halacha is tovlo b'yei shalacho v'shim shes eso v'akei v'aso. So even Bishamai, who say that when she had the Riyah on the 11th day of the Yemezim, so she becomes Zobektane, so she cannot be convinced the night after the 11th day. But suppose she is convinced in the morning, since there is mixas ayet kikulei, so mele, even the shama will be made that in such a case, we do not say mitzisa l'mafreya. When do we say that she says l'mafreya? If the day itself is amazing, then mitzisa l'mafreya. But if the day took place on the 11th day, at the 11th day of the Yemezim. According to Bisilal, she doesn't even have to count. Masha'ik, if she can be developed with the right sick, the night after the day, and the return of the according to Bishamai, she has to count one day. But if she counted the night, and mixed us on the day, and she was developed, so the name of Mixayiki Kulei, so she is considered to have realized in Shmiras Yeh. Then, she has a liaise down. It's not a affair. It's different than if she had seen it, she had the years down, let's say, on the 17th day, and then on the she is developed on the in the morning of the 18th, and then so the 18th is still in the allocation. So then if she has a years down later in the afternoon, so it's his own affair. And if it's born, I also is in the chorus. Masha'im came in the years down was on the 18th day. So if according to Bishama I achieve Shidarasyei, but if she did count the Mixasyei, so we say it's Nayeki Kore, and then she had the years down, we do not say it's his own affair, because inasmuch as it's already not in the Yemenide, so we may have in the Yemezime, it's not in the Yemezime. So maybe it's not in the Mafreya. So that's why the Mishnah says, in the coming to the Shammai, Tovu Yim Shalacha B'shim Shem 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 and Rav Sheshes and Ravash, what does it mean, Arizi Gadron? So, according to Rav Sheshes, Arizi Gadron doesn't mean that it's just a Gadron. That way, he's a hasty person. He's a hasty person. Masha'im came. It's not an ideal thing, but there is no real Issa Gadron. Mashiach, according to Rav Asher, so the pshat in Ariza Galger means that even though she was developed, is not allowed to be with her husband, but is also because of the choshe possibility, maybe she will see that. ומיידי מראה בשיחידה לחיי ביתום הוא היה לשים שו שמטעם המשכבלי של חיוב לקור טוב רבים של אחו ושים שו הרי זה טעם בשרו ומגון ובלוסון פלוי in other words, that means if a woman had an initial year and the first one is then she had a year's down on the infamous so she is of a town so she is of a town and then so she can be she is developed in the morning She is developed in the morning of the ninth of this. And suppose she is developed and she is mishamish, so it's a Talbus Chol. In other words, she is also mishamish. So she is also mishamish. So that means that she is also mishamish, umagon ubiloson tluim. But the question is, what does it mean? It's only Osama Rabbanon? Midrash says she is Mutaraz and Shamish, because inasmuch as she counted the Mikzas Hayel and she made a ticket, she had to be as down on the Eitamis, and then she counted the Mikzas Hayel. She made a ticket in the morning of the ninth of this, on ninth of this, and she was free. So Midrash says she is allowed to be with the husband. We don't have to be chayish, lest she will sit down in the same cell. Because inasmuch as she was already bedeckes and she was clean, so she can be minded of his koso that she will not sit down. Or it means that midiraise, she is not allowed to be mishamish, lest she'll sit down to be sits on my head. So, this is the Torah. Now the Torah says, "Im tiyatze." So the Torah says, "In loytir etashkin imocho, v'tigbo miyad ma'achar hametzach hamo." Im tiyatze, u'mikol mokim asur misham ishkol ayin. Now, what does it mean, "Im tiyatze"? "Im tiyatze" does it mean even with Rabbonon "Im tiyatze"? No. So the Torah shita is that is not allowed to be tevel in the morning. Now, because there is a Gemara Daf Samach Zayin, on the base in Eden. So there the Gemara says that the Zayin on the base, Omer Rehapot Lerob Labai, Mer Belim Mekul Esok Yitzomis, Shabim Rabbonon, Lefilim El Yomid Shriyoye. Now, we don't count or have the proper Cheshit. So the Mele, we are all Sok Yitzomis. So we should be able to be taken on the seventh day, the seventh clean day in the morning, because Marisha, if she is, because, so we should be able to count on the seventh day in the morning because of the Marisha, Rashi explains. So, the sheep of the Marisha, in the time which we also raise a design in the Yosef, the Zobi, the Marisha of the Yosef. In other words, we don't know. So in other words, usually when a woman has a menstrual flow, so she has a flow for several days, and she starts counting Zion G after she subsides. So really, on the 7th green day, so when she's in ego, so it's already there in the 7 days. And if she's Izoko, so Izoko can be developed in the morning because we can say Kipule. So she can develop in the morning. So why aren't we tabling? Why aren't the Russian today tables in the morning of the seventh clean day? So Gimora says, so Gimora, you can tell it, that was the Shiloh that got put away in Bayer from Robin Labai. So he says, so Robin Labai said, So So what does it mean? Rav Shimon says, "Avolovo chachomim also asiskei shemotovim lidisavim." So there are two pshat. Here the Gemara is referring to his avidel, who already counted Zayin Kiyum, and it's already the seventh clean day, and she made it decay in the morning of the seventh clean day, and she found it clean. So the Shire that Kapoka raised, why shouldn't she be able to be developed? Why shouldn't she be able to be developed? So Kapoka, Robin Abaye said, because of Rav Shimon. Because Rav Shimon says, also so Rashi and Tesis explain it. What does it mean? Avolom chachomim also asiskei shemotovim lidisofin. It means she is not allowed to be tibelis in the morning of the seventh day because of the shoshim. She will be tibelis, then she might have relations with the husband, and then she'll sit down to be Sitzel Mafeya, so it will boy, it will be, if you go to Mafeya, then you will go to him and he's a couple. This is how rational things is explained. Avalom Chachomim also asks him, Shemotovim Lidisot. Shemotovim Lidisot. So, Rav Shimon says that it's also to be taken. It's also to be taken. There is another chapter of Shimon. Tasteless. This is the pshat of Rashi and Tetzves here. That's on the side. Tetzves in Rosh Hashanah, that root, and the Rambam in the Chidushim, that's on the side, and that Koftes in Midah. So he says, when Rav Shimon says that Avraham Chachomim was for his obligation to be divorced on the seventh day in the morning. There is no reason. But Rav Shimon says, Avraham Chachomim also asked him, so that means Osea Lishamish. With Rabbon, it's also Lishamish. With the Raise, so according to that Pshat of the Rambam, it means that with the Raise, is on the daily on the seventh day, she is allowed to be tibales, and she is allowed to be mishamish in Bible. But what if after the tashmish she'll sit down? So it will be going to the Mafreya that she was in the day, the Obotim is a tibales. The answer is we don't have to make a change. Of course, if this will happen, so then it will be going to the Mafreya, but we don't have to make a change. Just as one does not have to make a change when he cohabits it with his wife, maybe she'll be the less legal in the midst of the tashmish. Such things happen, but he does it's a shoshem cheike. So the male midrais, so that means that midrais, the Rambam says, midrais, is only there on the seventh day. So not only can she be developed in the morning, but she's a lieutenant of Shamish Bible. And we don't have to make any change if there is a chazoket that she will not see. After all, she already stopped seeing, and she counted already 7 days. And this is 6 days for 3. And the seventh day, she also made a bit in the morning. So it's an unusual thing that she should see down after the dam has been misurek already for 6 complete days and the mitzvah of the 7th. So only with the Rabbonim Rav Shimon says Osa la'asiskei Shemotom l'nisofi to be mishamish. And the Ramban says, Bechidushim, this is only what Rav Shimon says. Basheik and the Rabbanon of Rav Shimon, because the Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh Hashanah needed that Choptesis, the very Kamapeles, Kid Rav Shimon, Shoma, Omu Chachomim Mosu Asiskei. So that Rosh, the Ramban says, implies that only Rav Shimon says Mosu Asiskei. But the Rabbanon of Rav Shimon said, it's not in Mosu Asiskei. So that means according to that Rosh in the Ramban. So even according to Rav Shimon, it's muter in the Rabbanon for his other daily to be developed the seventh day in the morning. But Shimon says, it's also the Rabbanon to be mishamish because of the Choshe, maybe he shall sit down and we say some Matraya. And the Chachamim, Achilik, even on that. Even now, this is now. So that means that according to the Rabbonot, according to the Ramban Shite, so the Rabbonot Rav Shimon hold that his other daily on the seventh clean day after she made it tike, she is allowed to be tivelis and she is allowed to be shamish bayu even with Rabbonot. Only Rav Shimon says that she is not allowed with Rabbanon to be Shamash in Bairo. But the Velas, even according to Rav Shimon, she depends. That's in regard to his own daily on the seventh day. But the Ramban couldn't say that in regard to his own family on the first clean day in the morning, because that's a Mishnah for Reshes, that by knowledge. That's a Mishnah for Reshes, that by knowledge. That by knowledge. The Mishnah says that I wait, so Medale, Toplo B'yeim Shalacho. Here the Mishnah is referenced to Zabat Tame, whose heavy is down initially on the first reason, then she had the down on the eighth reason. So she counted a Mitzvah Sayyei of the ninth reason, and in the morning she was Mikachez, and she was Mibelez. And if she is Mishamish, how is it terrible score? It's a terrible thing, the Mishnah says. So in respect to Zabat Tame, the Mishnah says in so many words, that she is not allowed to be mishamish in Bairo on the night and in the morning. In the morning of the clean day that she counted already be mitzas. She's not allowed. So how can the Ramban say that according to the Rabbanon of Rav Shimon? So, on the seventh day, not only is she allowed to be the Velez Lechatchil, even with Rabbanon, she's allowed to be the Velez and be Mishamish in Bairo. To be Mishamish in Bairo. So, how can he say that? So, the Ramban says that there is a difference between the Zobek Tanle on the first day Shire and the Zobek Leila on the seventh day. Because the Zobek Tanle, so, how many clean days did she count? Just one clean day, mikzas. She had the years down on the interviews. So she made it to the next morning, and it was clean. That's all. So there is no such verification that she is misunderstood. So there is a possibility that she might sit down and be sincere. Masha'im came in respect to his own daily on the seventh day. She already counted seven clean days, six complete days. On 6 days she made decays and she didn't find any down. And on the seventh day in the morning she also made a decay. She didn't find any down. So it's a highly unusual phenomenon that she should sit down on the seventh day in the afternoon after she had been suited down for 6 days. 6 complete days and the mitzvahs on the seventh day. So where did the Rabbanon of Reb Shimon say that it's mutar b'mishamish, that's in respect to his own daily on the seventh day in the morning, because there she's already misrekes down for 6 complete days and the mitzvahs on the seventh day. Mashiach came in respect to Isabel Tane, who only counted one day in Mixas. She had the Islam and the Eternism, and now it's the ninth in the morning. She didn't be big. So there, the Rabbanon Amelike, The Chapor has been the Rabbonon, she is Asur, because of the possibility. Because the ability, maybe she'll have it is down and will be sincere, and will be sincere. Now, the Ramban says, it's true that Gemara says, we learn that there are ways. We learn that there are ways that Gemara says that in Nido, Rabbi Yochanan says that in Nido cannot be Kibela's B.A. Not only B.A. Not only B.A. in the 7 days, of course. Seventh day in Nidor, she certainly could not be the last. Midrash the Tefillah is no Tefillah. So she has to count 7 days and then she can go to it. But even in the morning of the 9th day, the 10th day, the 11th day, 12th day. So she can only be Tefillah in the night. In the night. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. Why we should schar bito? We should schar bito. Why? Because if the mother, the needle will be developed on the 8th day in the morning. The daughter will see that her mother is developed on the in the morning. She will not know that it is the 8th day. She will think that it is the 7th day. Then, when the daughter is in needle, so she'll say, well, I have a good example by my mother. So she'll also be developed on the 7th day in the song. And then the tefillah is not tefillah, so then she'll be nichshu and misachores. So she's our mito, the chachamim asked that the mito should never be able to be developed in the daytime, but only the nighttime. No matter how many days have passed by already, since the termination of the 7 days of news. So the Ramban says, no, that's in regard to a needle. Masha'im came in regard to Izobo. In regard to Izobo, so there it's Nachaya to say Scharbito. So the male Izobo Devo can be Tiberius. Midrabon, on the 7th day in the morning. On the 7th day in the morning. But according to Rav Shimon, she's not allowed to be Shabbish in Bible. In the morning, but and according to Rabban Bachshimen, she is on daylight. Is even allowed to be shamish and does not have to be chishish. This is the sheet of the Ramban. However, most Shemim they say that the pshat in the Gemara, that's the sheet of the Ramban. That's the sheet of the Ramban. So they say Avlom Ruchachom also asks him Shematovim in the Sofik, and that Bachshimen says that is reference to the Tashmish. But the Tvila is Mutar on 7 days. Most of the Shemim, they agree with Rashi's Pshat and Tis of Pshat. Avalon Chachon and Yosef Asis came Shematovim and Yisofik. Shematovim and Yisofik. What do you mean Shematovim and Yisofik? Shematovim and Yisofik means that she is Mutaris, that she is Asur to be Teveil in the morning. Needless to mention, that she's a soul with Shamish in Bairo. So then, Yosef says, according to those Rishayim who say, Avlon Chachon Mosul Asis Kim Shematon Yisofi has reference to Tefillah. So, maybe it's possible that as far as the Shamish in Bairo is concerned, it's not just the Misra Rabon, but it's also the Rais. And this is what Yosef says in the Shibisatuk. Because the two Shittim is that Beni Zobik Deilet, Beni Zobik Tanek, so is not allowed with the Rabbanon to be developed. So Mele, there's the two Shikim, not like the Ramban Shikim. So Mele, when the two says, V'tidlo miyad me'achar ha'aretz ha'amo yitirtze, he's discussing that on the Reiseler, not with the Rabbanon, with the Rabbanon, the two Shikim, she's a soul. So he means in the right sessions Mutaris in Tirtze. Then he concludes Umikomokimasur Shamish Kalayim Shimatil Tisleya. So it must be that in the right say it's Asur Shamish. It's Asur Shamish. So that means according to this Yosef, the two Shitim is that a Zobektani. A Zobektani is not allowed Mitraise to be Shamish. And the day Mashira, after Tefillah, because of the Choshe, maybe she'll see that. Because, so that's Mashma from the Russian of The Torah, because the Torah says in the Kolbok Masur Lishamish Kolayim, and it couldn't mean with Rabbanon. Because if with Rabbanon, so how could the Torah say, Vititom Yad Maharet Zachamo in Tirtze, the Torah Shiteyiz, that Rabbanon Tirtze is herself. So, there is a Raya Muchachas from the Russian of the Torah, that the Torah Shiteyiz, that is of Itane, and Yim Ashire, if she made the Tirtze, even though the Tirtze is the Tirtze with Raise, but she is Asur Lishamish with Raise. We are not making a chazok. We are not making a chazok. Why aren't we making a chazok? And the answer is, since she saw down and the eve of this, and that's the way it's also. So we see there is something the matter with her. If there is something the matter with her, so we cannot assume she will not see. We see that she has a problem. So even though she made a decay and she found a queen, what seems it's the way it's also. So maybe again there will be something unnatural about her, and so it will be sincere. So with the answer, she does all the shamish. So from the washing of the two, it's only muchach that is a vektane is not allowed with the answer to the shamish in Bible. But it's not muchach that is a vektane is not allowed. After all, we could make a distinction between is a vektane and is a vektane. You already counted Zion King. 6 complete days clean, and the 7th day mixed us, just as we see that the Ramban is the Halikan and the Rabbanon. So he says, according to the Rabbanon of Pafshine, she is Muteres to Shamish on the 7th day. But is a Bethane on the 1st day in the Noki, is not allowed to be Shamish with Rabbanon. So in other words, there is more of a possibility for his Avidane to have a year be sincere, to have a release for his Avidane on the 7th day. So we could say the truth the Torah says, Umikomok Asur Shamish, in vis-a-vis Avidane, so he says, Asur Mitraise, but vis-a-vis Avidane, who already has been Misurek down for 6 complete days, and meets us on the 7th day, so she's not a Zomidraise, but the Messiah is not the Chalim. And the Yosef says that according to the Torah, since in respect to his Avitane, the Torah Shikhiz Asur Lishamish Kolayim. So, mainly in respect to his Avitane, she is also Asur Lishamish with us. I just discussed it, all the various
situations.
Yes, what is it?
Rosh Hashim discussed by Mikvos, where the Lashon of Belal Chesh is Tovelos, so there was Machlokos if it meant the night before the 8th day, or the day, or the night following after the 8th day, which would go on the 9th day. The Rosh Hashim discussed whether Belal Chesh meant, that she...
I discussed this in regard to the event.
So the lesson of the Torah here is to Velas Belal Chesh.
Please, I don't want to discuss that because that was an meal of Mikvos. I only discussed
so the lesson of the...
One second! Please, let me finish it! Then I discussed there is a Machloket Hashem. Of course, everybody agrees. Of course, when I say everybody agrees, I don't mean all the Hashem agree. Because according to the Ramban, Shike, So since all the women today they observe Zion King, so they have a deen of a Zobe, they have a deen of a Zobe, so maybe she can be developed in the morning. But I'm not discussing that chicken. But according to all the chickens of shaking that we pass, so a woman cannot be developed on the 7th day. The question is, suppose she was developed on the 7th day. On the 7th day in the daytime. So, if on the 8th day in the daytime, there is a light. But suppose she was developed on the 7th day in the daytime, whether it's all right or not. And the same Achlei case is regard to the case, let's say in New York, a few years ago, women were afraid to go outside at night. So Rabbanu gave them a heker to go tefillah one day late, but not the same day in the daytime. Why? Because there is a shiur of shame. The Rebbe Shem saying that in the 7th day is more holy. So even there, she has to realize another tefillah. That's what I discussed, and there's nothing to do with this. I don't want to discuss it now. I have to cover some ground now. That was discussed with the Catholic voice. All right. żeby cały wycisk realizuje się liczyć na raz jedynie na dzień. Właśnie tam będzie maszyny u poskowej. Masz kiedyś będzie maszyny, czy będzie wyraz. Nie tyszami szkoła jęka, żeby masz gamzu wychodzi na raz jedynie na dzień. Wizuje się liczyć z obiektanem. Właśnie tam nie ma dziwą nas z obiektanem. Bo i ta, a czy wielo zajmiony kim? Chuć mi im się pisekę tutaj. Widzę wyraz by im zajął. Lachane za chaną ja. Ale na czasu mi szamyś, się motywę wytisnę. Wimy łaso wychodzi dalej w jej madry na achej, ty wele smijadłem o chosej, wele cicho myślałem jej achej, jej achej jest na chosej. I na mówię, dec te machlejkie jest between wyszamy i wysyła. Co wyszamy se idę, ty drańce się zobektamy i wszędzie to jest dam, a my lewym tej odjemy zimy. I na gołdy jej śmierę, bo nadbijmy jej zimy. But we still say no. Only if she had to be as dumb on the 11th day, since the Yeshira could not be in the Mezibe, she doesn't become his Abetane. But with Rabbonon, she's a soul, she has to count April day with Rabbonon. With Rabbonon, she has to count. Even prior to Dakaras Kabzeire, she was in the Chuleves to count one good day. After Dakaras Kabzeire, so she has to count seven good days. So she has to. So even prior to the concept, she has to count with Rabbon one in day. Why does the two say when it's Chodishner or when Mechad with Arosem? The answer is because the two is not discussing the Rabbonim now. He's discussing only the rices, and the Aloha is like Bisila. Or in Asir the Plie in Chodishner or in Mechad with Arayla. Now there is a machlekes that I mentioned yesterday. The machlekes between Mishlokesh and Rabbi Yechon. Between Mishlokesh and Rabbi Yechon, according to Misila, if she sees down on the 11th day of Yemizile, she does not become his Zavetane. So Mishlokesh says, even if she sees down on the 10th day of Yemizile, she does not become his Zavetane with rising either. Why? Because since it couldn't come in Misila's day law, if she sees down on the 10th day, so can it culminate in Isabel day or not? Impossible. Because suppose she sees down the 10th day and she'll see down the next day too. So she'll still not become Isabel. So in many ways she cannot become Isabel Tani. And Rabbi Yechon says, no, even if the Zibe is such in the Rie took place in such circumstances that it couldn't culminate in Isabel's day law, but in Isabel Tani she becomes. So, and all the Shemin Paschal like Rabbi Yechon. Why does the Torah mention of Yemassil, Ephraim, and Tzrichalish, and Yemachot, Yitar, and Lava, and Lava, after all? We pass like Rabbi Yechon. But he says that there is a machlik in Rabbi Yechon Shlomish. Omo komin alef yom 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 raso chizemes leitchilas yin enivus. Vim raso behem nase zove. Nase zove. Vim chizemes leitchilas yin enivus achi yiyo zayin ikim. We all just do in Amidus. Vachayim Azidus. Again, here the Torah establishes the Aloha like the Rambam, not like the Rambam. In other words, the Torah says that if she came to the Dele, so that it suspends the commencement of the cycle of Yemide until she has successfully counted Zayinikim. So, Kashi Barashi, just like the Rambam, Vachayim Leilom. משרוב הגולייס מתוקפו הצורס ונשמעתו על הגולס חוששו שלא יבואו מתאי פיסה קורץ שמותיר איש את מיליגוסו שישה יומים ויחת אדם תיאר ובשבי שמותיר אדם תומד וסבירולית לבולי שבי Now yesterday I went to go and I didn't explain it very thoroughly. If this is really based upon Tuta Konstigimov two takonas nimo. One takone is takonas kabzeire. But prior to takonas kabzeire, there is a takonas rebbe besodis. There is a takonas rebbe besodis. So, what was the takonas rebbe besodis? The takonas rebbe besodis was as follows. That if a woman has sees down once, let's say she sees down on Sunday, and she knows that this is the Yemizile. So, Midrash says, How much does she have to come? How many days does she have to come? One day, that's all. Not 7 days, but one day. So Takana's regular was, she's so down. And someday, even though she knows it doesn't make any difference whether she is either or even either, it does not make any difference. She has to count this day plus 6 more clean days. So if she's so down on Sunday, so then it doesn't make any difference whether she's been either or even. Even if she knows that she is even sick. So then, the answer, she only has to count one clean day. And the night after the next day, Monday night, she'll be allowed to be developed in the terrace of Bailo. The terrace of Bailo. But she has to count this plus Vovniki. Vovniki. So that means, so if she saw down on Sunday, so, and if it subsided, she didn't see down the next day, so she'll be able, so then she'll count Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos is 3 days, and returning Shabbos she's developing Kazakhstan. Suppose she sees 2 days in succession, on Sunday and Monday. Doesn't make any difference whether she knows she's in the Zidra or she knows she's in the Nile. It doesn't make any difference. So she has to count 6 clean days in addition to these 2 days. So if she saw that on Sunday and Monday, so she has to count besides Sunday and Monday 6 clean days. In other words, if she subsides, she saw down on Sunday and Monday, and the flow subsided. So then she counts 6 green days over and above Sunday and Monday. So in other words, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday night, she is developed in the terrace of life. Suppose she sees down on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, doesn't make any difference. She, even though she knows it's in English, so she has to count 7 minutes. So in other words, you hear people say that the reason is why a woman, when she has in her menses, so she has to count Zayin, that's because of Takonas Rabzeir. The Takonas, when do we have to resort to Takonas Rabzeir, which is Takonas Amorim, that's in regard to a case where a woman Hegel is down only on Monday. So then, on the basis of Takonis Rabzeire, she has to count Zayinikin. As far as Takonis Rabzeire is concerned, she would only have to count 60 kin over and above that day. Masha'inikin, when the woman has her menses, so usually she has a flow for at least 3 days. So then she's not able to count Zayinikin. She's mechuyeves to count Zayin Nikin, not only mitzat Takonis Rabzeire, but mitzat Takonis Rebbe Bisodes. If she's Takonis Amorim, not that there is any difference between Takonis Amorim and Takonis Amorim, but I'm just pointing out, because many people, I mean, even those who write about Taras HaMishpoche, and they make that mistake, and they say mitzat Takonis Rabzeire, it's not only mitzat Takonis Rabzeire, it's because Mitzatakonas Rebbe Besodis, that the average woman, when she has her menses, so she has to count Zayin Ki. That's only in regard to an unusual case where a woman will have a menstrual flow just one day. That's an unusual case. So then, Mitzatakonas Rebbe Besodis wouldn't have to count Zayin Ki. But only Mitzatakonas Satakonas Rabzeir, only Satakonas Rabzeir. I imagine that because there are certain modern rabbis who write, and that Rabzeir was not Misakir, Rabzeir only says, this is soil. No other, first of all, it's not you, it's not in the name of Minek, it's that kind of bure, and Chazira says this is oil of chmirotzma. In other words, the reason is why the chachomim was so machmir, and the omisake that actually is dam ki tipes tipes dam ki chavo, so they have to sit down and clean because the bris oil themselves took the initiative in the machmir. But once the bris oil came the initiative, so then there was a takonis of zera. It's not just mimic bris oil. This is a toys gobble, even though you will find certain rabbonim will buy that. It's a toys gobble, it's a takonis of zera, it's a takonis of zera. But the reason is why Reb Zeira and the Chachomim that were misakin because of the initiative taken by Beis Yisrael. But then the Chachomim, the Chazal, the Bezdini Shel Rabin and Rav Asher, they were misakin that Chachomim. But as far as a woman who had a usual menstrual flow, which is at least for 3 days, so he's concerned. So then, mitzvah takonis over the sonnings, they have to count zayniki. Now, so the Gemara daf samach vov. The Gemara daf samach vov. The Gemara daf samach vov in the Omer Dalet. You need to say this out. Omer, it's very important. You should go over the Gemara. We don't have the time. If we had more time, we'd go over another 15 blood Gemara. But we just don't have the time. Omer Rabbi Yudah Samachbol by the Bible. Omer Rabbi Yomara, his king had to be solid. Roa so yimecho teishim shisho bihuru. 6 clean days over and above the day that she's Roa so. Shnayim, 2 days in succession. Teaching, she shall behave 6 clean days over the wall, the 2 days which are not good. Shreisho, teaching, she shall shiva the king. So the Takonis Rebbe Besonis, the effect was that if a woman has a day is down in 1 day, she has to count 7 days, 6 of which are clean and 1 unclean. 1 unclean. And 6 clean. If she had to be here for 2 days, so that was the Besodes, was she has to count 2 unclean and 6 clean days. And if she had to be here on 3 days in succession, she has to count Zion Ki. Omar Hebzeire, this is royal, Echmiro Latzma, Shapiro Reis, because Dam Kecharo, the Sheres or Leos, Shivaniki. So the notion of Reb Zeira is Mesis Olach Milatzma, but it doesn't mean that Reb Zeira just mentions a minek. Reb Zeira mentions his Takonis Chazal, Takonis Amroi. But the reason is why the Chachonim were misakim, because the Mesis Oil were Machmalatzma. If Mesis Oil had not attained that degree of purity, of tzitkes, so the Chachomim wouldn't have been misakim. But because of the fact that this is Horach Miro Latzma, so because of that, the Chazal will misakim, that even if she sees 1 day, so she has to count Zayniki. Now, how does Rashi explain? Now, why do we say that if a woman, why was that a misakim? That besides, that if a woman sees one rear, she has to count she shall be who? Why she shall be who? So Rashi says as follows. Besides, walking shame in the tail, they need the limits, Pesach limits, Mosahim, Nino, Mosahim, Zay, she shall be who? Can you tell all the Shemon Nino? Let's say, if a woman saw down on a Sunday, she knows that it's an easy war, so we rise it. She has to count the Monday day as a clean day, and then Monday night she's developed in terms of Bible. But so I don't be sad, you know. In spite of the fact she knows it's an easy war, she has to count 6 clean days over and above that's on the day. Why? Because of the possibility, maybe sometimes she'll mix up, she'll think it's even more, actually it's even more. Alright, But if she saw Shnayim, Teshev Shishovehem, Lichum. Now the question is, if she saw on 2 days, on Sunday and on Monday, so then she has to count 2 unclean days, Sunday and Monday, and then 6 clean days. 6 clean days. And what do you mean 6 clean days? So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. And Sunday night she'll be retired by it. What's the story? After all, the choshe is maybe she'll mix up. In other words, she will think that she is Yemezibo. Mimele, if she saw down on Sunday and Monday and it's Yemezibo, so she should be able to be Tibelis on Tuesday night. On Tuesday night in Tazlebailo. But maybe she'll make a mistake. So how should be Misaki, just as in Misaki, in regard to a woman who saw 1 day, so she has to count 1 unclean day and 6 clean days, that if she saw it's 2 days, Sunday and Monday, she has to count 2 unclean days and 5 clean days. And 5 clean days. Why was it Misaki that over and above the 2 unclean days? So she should count 6 clean days, 5 clean days would be enough. Because what if she is a tzaveh yemezibo, so she is allowed to be tegeles on Tuesday night. And if she is yemenido, so she has to start counting the 7 days from the Sunday. The initial year took place. The first prayer took place on Sunday. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. So Shabbos night, it's already after the 7 days. So it should have been Misakei. That was a Shredomi. She should count 2 unclean days and 5 clean days. Why was it Misakei? 2 unclean days and 6 clean days? So Rebbe had another shash. Suppose, that was because once we are hitching, maybe the woman will become mixed up and she'll make a mistake. So there can be another mistake. Because Midina Torah, so Rashi explained it, Midina Torah only 5 mares. 5 mares are Tomei. Not every reddish tinge and every blackish tinge is Tomei. Only 5 mares. Let's say if it's like Damakose, you know, if it's red, it's bright red, like the red of the damakose, the dam that is worn out from the person, or if it's kikalkon, the crocus plant, if it's as red as a crocus plant, and I mean if it's black as ink, but suppose it is faint red, not kidamakose, and not kikalkos. So then it's not all, it's faint black, but not like ink, not like a raven. So then it's not all. But Leila Rebbe was reaching, if a woman saw that on Sunday and on Monday, so she has to count 6 clean days over and above the 2 unclean days, and it wouldn't be suffice for her to count 5 clean days over and above the 2 unclean days. Why? Because if we had been sure that she is not going to make a mistake in the marriage, then it would be enough for her to count 5 clean days over and above the 2 unclean days. Because the marriage, either it's in Zide or it's in Nide. If it's in Nide, so then she can, the 7 days start, you start reckoning 7 days from the day when the first rears down took place. From Sunday. And if it's in Zide, so then all she has to count is just, so Tuesday night she can be divorced. But Tuesday night she cannot be divorced. But we saw Shabbos she be able to be divorced. If we only had a Shoshe, lest she make a mistake between me and Zide. But just as we have to be patient, maybe she will make a mistake between me and Zide. Maybe she will make a mistake between a faint red and the bright red. She might think, let's say, suppose she had the heels down on something. But end among them, maybe on Sunday it was Feltred. It was Feltred, so she was not made. On Monday it was heavy red, bright red, like Damakose. So actually, if it is Yemei Nido, so she couldn't be developed with the Heisei, with Zoe Shabbos in the Tazabai, because the mother, the dam that she saw on Sunday, that's not Damtoy, that's Damtoy with the Heisei. But she might think that it was bright red, when actually, Rabbi Shmaya's Gaile, it was only faint red. So, and the bright red, the first bright red took place on one day, so Mele, Mitzvah Shabbos, if she's the goddess, so she will be on both days and Sakoyes. So he says, Shnayim Teishev Shisha, this is how Jesus explains it. Shema Vaso Yenirishin Dam Yorek, Ve'eim Namin Yen. That's how Jesus explains it. Rashi explains it differently. How does Rashi explain it? So in other words, according to Tetzel, the reason why everybody saw this was Pesachim, that she should, that Koach or Shnei Yomim, so Hei Yomim Nikim, over and above the 203 days, because of the possibility that the Riyas Dam on Sunday was spent. Was not in red, it might be yellow, you see. It might be yellow. So, and she'll think that it was red. Not all people, you know, are able to identify colors. So accurately. So the melee, that's this. Rashi explains it something else. And the basis, because Monashah, if there is a possibility that the Sunday day, if the Sunday day might be the end of the Mezir. The Sunday day might be the end of the Mezir. And then the Monday day might be the beginning of the Yemenide, of the cycle of the Yemenide. So the Mele, we couldn't tell her if a woman sees down on Sunday and on Monday, you only have to count 5 clean days over and above the 200 clean days. And you can go through a Mitzvah Shabbos. Mitzvah Shabbos in the Teres of Bible. Because suppose like Ishmael is Gali, that the Sunday day was the 11th day of the Mizid, and the Monday day was the first of the Mizid day. So Mele, she's Mechuyeres to count 7 days as of the Monday day. So if she go through it, Mitzvah Shabbos, so then she'll still be in need of being in Sakoyes. So because of that, Rebbe was misaken if she saw 2 days in succession, so she has to count 5 days, 5 clean days, over and above the 2 unclean days. So according to Tetzes, it's because maybe the first day was a dam, Toya in the sentence, maybe it wasn't one of the Himalayas, or maybe it was yellow, or it was brown. So, not of the one of the Himalayas, and according to Rashi, maybe the first day on Sunday was the end of the Mizide, and the second day, Monday, was the first of the Mizide. So there is a risk if she'll be told by Chachamim, you can go through a Mitzvah Shabbos, that it will be before the determination of the 7 days of the Yemeni. Alright, so now we can understand it too. So he says, V'chidu v'mishavot v'agonis, v'tok v'atzos, v'yismat v'al v'vodos, choshu shemot yom v'mitez v'isar kores, shemot yirin shemim v'dos v'shishayom, v'yihak v'dam teya, u'v'shvim v'yim v'yihak v'dam teya. He's not referring to v'dam teya of Yildes. Damteya means it's not one of the 5 malas. It's yellow, very faintly red. So, Uvishvi Shemotire Damtome, one of the 5 malas, Usmua Litrobul Shvili, Utsvihoi Chivo, Echmiro Litame, Koma Damodin. וכדי שלא מתז בלבדי ובבייסי בי הוא סיפחו באח החורי עד שעוד כמו שאנחנו מתיר על את מטעם כחרו תן שבו מרזי ומקיני כי זו מגדי לאה כי זו מגדי לאה Now, so, you see in this, there is a מחלק את השם I mentioned it in several times some of the shame will say that as part and parcel of Takonis Habzeire was that if a woman sees any reddish tinge of that or any blackish tinge, even though it's definitely not one of the five colors, it's not like Damakot, it's not like Damkarke, so it's not like Mimi Adomo, it's not like Yeh, so she's gone. Midamo, because of Takonis Habzeire. And it's not only part and parcel, according to Tesis Pshat, it's not just part and parcel of the Takonis Habzeire, it's part and parcel of the Takonis Habzeire, according to Tesis Pshat. I don't say you say, no, that this aloche, that any reddish tinge, or any blackish tinge, is somewhere in that, somewhere in the result of the Takonis Habzeire. They are again, but not within the Gemara. Within the Gemara, even today, so she's only mayor if it is one of the five maras. So let's go in the machlekes between Rashi and Tesis. According to Rashi, so a reddish tinge and a blackish tinge is not nichlal in Takonis Habzeire and Takonis Habzeire. According to Tesis, it is nichlal. So you see how the Torah says that's like Tesis she did. Echmir mitami kol maradavon. Even though it's only paper red, it's not Kidama Koze. So that's possible. Not because of Takonis Habzeire, but we did it more because of Takonis Habzeire and because of Takonis Habzeire.